Exercise 3. Page 21.
What's the wildest or most interesting party or event you have ever attended? Have you ever wondered how these great parties and events are organised? Well, on today's show we will have an inside look at the world of glamorous parties and events with our guest, David Tutera, party and event planner. Welcome, David. So your official job title is Event Consultant. Can you tell us exactly what this means?
Sure. A big part of most people's life is the time they spend enjoying themselves during their free time. So, my firm offers an event production and design service that recognises this and helps clients to organise this side of their lives, particularly by helping them to organise very special events and parties.
And how did you get started with all this?
Well, really I owe it all to my grandfather. He felt I was not only creative and artistic, but a visionary when it came to inspiring other people. Basically, he encouraged me to follow my dreams, so at age 19, with his support, I started my own event planning business. It grew quickly, and I now contribute to various TV programs and magazines about lifestyle and entertaining.
Oh, really? You mean you are interviewed by the media, on TV programs or for magazine articles, for example?
Oh, no. I simply give a little bit of guidance. If someone has written an article or is producing a TV show about organising parties, for example, I'll check the details and just be available for consultation at any time.
Interesting. So I understand that you have a long list of celebrity and other high-profile clients.
Sure. I do a lot of celebrity weddings and, of course, company openings and well-known product launches. I enjoy all the events I organise because they are all very different. But what I enjoy the most about these kinds of high-profile events is probably not what you would expect. Yes, it's exciting to have TV cameras everywhere and to meet lots of interesting celebrities, but can you imagine how much money is available to plan these kinds of events? No expense is spared, of course, which means that you have every possible resource available to you to come up with something really imaginative, exciting, and unique.
I can imagine. So tell us about the actual process of event planning. What exactly does it involve?
Well, first of all, the space has to be examined so that it can be properly utilised. Then I start working with the client on a concept. Basically, we try to come up with something that is highly imaginative, but still reflects the personality of the client. But no matter how original our idea is, the most important thing is for the event to be a success. We want our clients and their guests to remember the event for years to come.
And what role does the decor play in an event?
Well, the moment a guest enters a party space, every aspect of the decor should capture them. Their sight, smell, taste and touch should all be stimulated from the beginning to the close of the event. We always work really hard to achieve this, and in fact very often the decor is what the client is most impressed by.
Can you recall an event that you are particularly proud of?
There is one wedding that stands out to me. We transformed an ordinary reception area into a fantasy palace. Everything was white, we dusted crystal on the tables where the food was laid out, and there was even a miniature lake with real live swans that everyone could see as they ate. It was absolutely magical.
It sounds incredible. Well, David, thanks for joining us today. I certainly had no idea that event organising could be so exciting.
My pleasure, and thank you for listening.